This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z coming at you with another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. Let's find out what's going on event-wise this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs. October 10th through the 12th in Virginia Beach, Virginia, it's Ship's Corners Monster Splash. That's right, it's a Doc Dogs worldwide event at a Doc Dogs sanctioned facility right there in Virginia Beach, Ship's Corners. Awesome place, check it out if you're in the area. Also, on October 12th, in Bennington, Vermont, Doc Dogs is going to be having it's Green Mountain Doc Dogs jumping on the block fun jump. And that's going on just October 12th that day. You can check out more information about both these events happening this weekend at DocDogs.com and go to Doc Dogs' Facebook page and make sure you like them. I want to give a shout out to the clubs that shared the last episode of Radio Doc Dogs, and it was a good one. It had a lot of good information about Worlds and the Golden Paws events, and hopefully you're making your nominations. The clubs that shared the last episode, thank you so much. Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs, Club 3D, Del Marva, Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs, Chesapeake Doc Dogs Canada, Buckeye Doc Dogs, Suncoast Doc Dogs, Carolina Doc Dogs, and Big Muddy Doc Dogs. Oh yeah, all those clubs. Thank you very much for sharing the last episode of Radio Doc Dogs. We encourage all the clubs to share them over. So much good information and news that can be coming out to you that all the clubs and Doc Dogs competitors should know and get through their affiliate clubs. Also, I'd like to remind you again about Dublin Dog and their collars. Wonderful collars at an event this last weekend and the weekend before. Both weekends, my dogs got compliments again on those collars. Hey, one of the cool things they're doing, you can check out at DublinDog.com, is they have a recycle and re-gift. I don't know if anybody knew about this, but basically, if you have an old Dublin Dog collar that you want to trade in, basically, they will take that in, you send that to them, and they will re-gift it to a shelter. They'll give that to a shelter where they need some collars, because these are good, strong collars, and they stay pretty good looking, too, so it's, you know, trading them in, you know, I don't know. I maybe just want a different style or something like that, because they clean up pretty easy, too. But, you know, hey, everybody likes to get something new once in a while. But if you trade it in there, they'll send it to an area shelter that needs some dog collars, and that's a nice thing for them. And they'll also give you 15% off your next purchase at Dublin Dog. So check that out online. Go to DublinDog.com. All right, my next episode is with Tom Feist from the Proof Booth. And Tom has a lot of information about the photography that's going to be going on at Worlds, all the great things he has to offer. And I got to tell you, Tom had mentioned a number of times he was very concerned and disappointed because he knows he missed some dogs last year. He has rectified that issue, and he said he's listening, and you'll even hear that in his interview here. I do apologize for the quality of the sound. We had to do this just to make our schedules work on a cell phone, so the sound quality is not so great coming from Tom or me probably at that point. But here is my interview with Tom Feist and the Proof Booth about pictures, photographs, and all kinds of extra things that you can do with those at the Doc Dogs World Championships.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zoox Dog Treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is Tom Feist with the Proof Booth with photos by Feist we're going to be talking about the Doc Dogs World Championships. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking some time out to talk with us. And I'm really excited because I know you've made some serious improvements, upgrades from last year, which was already fantastic photography you guys did over there at the World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa, but you've turned it up a notch.
Yeah, we sure have, Jim. I'm really excited about this. First of all, thanks for having me on and for having this opportunity to talk a little bit about the Proof Booth and about some of the exciting changes that we are bringing to work this year. You know, a lot of what we did last year was learned you know, and, you know, we basically had to have people covering three pools.
Right.
And so, you know, there was times and we had no coverage because there was, you know, there was only 2.5 people. And so it was hard to catch all the action. This year, my team is sitting at 4 people right now, and we're probably going to have as many as 6 by the time everything is finalized with all of the different photographers. I'm bringing with me a great team. We're going to be running a studio on site this year. We're going to be printing commemorative photos on site. We're going to be, you know, so people won't have to wait months to get their world's commemorative photographs. You know, we're going to print them right on site. And of course, we're going to offer a lot of the same products that we did last year, but even some really cool, new, exciting stuff, too.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah, I think Grant had mentioned earlier, we were talking about, was it blankets? Towels? Something like, some all kinds of stuff?
Yeah. Well, we're still going to have the plaques, which were our best-selling item from last year. We have blankets this year. We have blankets that go all the way up to queen size, and you can even print them on both sides. We've got
cool
folding chairs, like bag chairs that I see so many competitors carrying.
Oh, yeah.
Fully sublimated. And we've got even 10x10 tent tops. I mean, the products range from $30 all the way up to about $800. So, I mean, we've got a product mix that just really is out of this world. All of it is geared towards the Doc Dog competitor and the sports lifestyle.
Well, that is fantastic. Now, you know, what does Worlds mean to you as a photographer?
It's a really awesome opportunity to photograph a group of dogs that are super talented. They represent the best dogs in their division in a particular discipline in the world. And it's a huge responsibility. It's also an honor and a pleasure. I truly love photographing dogs. My studio photographs only pets. I don't do anything else except pet photography in various capacities. And so I recognize the importance that pets play in our lives, and I like to show the interactions and the bonds between pets and their people, too.
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit we were talking about before our conversation here, just briefly, about that type of environment that you were looking to capture here at Worlds. Because it is unique and it's special, and admittedly, we both said, you know, we get some really nice photographs outdoors. I've seen so many of your photographs that just blow me away from outdoors events. And indoors is definitely more challenging, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, even though that outdoor photo may really be awesome, the indoor photos, I mean, you guys are doing some really great indoor photos. Some of those ones from last year were just fantastic. But even more than that, it's about that moment in time, right?
You know, absolutely. You know, before we go too far, I want to say, make something very clear. I work with a team of people who are as talented, if not more, than I am. And so the proof booth represents not just a single photographer, but it's kind of, it's a grouping of talent that comes together and produces images that are, you know, really, truly extraordinary. So I have to give credit to my teammates for, you know, helping produce this body of work that, you know, that you've regarded so highly. Thank you for the compliments. I truly appreciate them. But yeah, it's a team effort. Now, Worlds represents, like you said, a kind of very unique situation because it's an indoor event, yes. It's a very high-profile event. It's, like I said, your pet is the best in the division in the world, and is competing for that, you know, top spot.
Right.
So it's a big deal. Lighting it and in an indoor arena, as we were talking about prior to this conversation, lighting is a challenge because you add arena lighting plus action equals a huge challenge for cameras because if you have a fast-moving dog or a dark-colored dog, autofocus is just have a real difficulty with tracking that dog through the arena. So, you know, the world that represents just this energy and this level of competitiveness that we're really striving to capture in all of the images that we produce. And, you know, more about some of the challenges with lighting producers, and then some folks who will jump during events that are feature finals where, you know, they've got the laser lights going, the arena house lights are turned way down low. You know, that's a particularly challenging event, but it's also very exciting. Some of our best images from last year were taken during feature final event because the mood lighting is captured so perfectly. I mean, some of our images, you've got the shadow of the dog reflected one or more times on the curtain behind as they're jumping. And, you know, you probably won't regard the images that come from that as the best image you've ever seen of your dog jumping, but it's a really cool image that captures that moment in time.
Yep.
And that excitement. And it really just kind of captures it right there for you to remember.
Yep, and that's, I agree. And, you know, one of the things you touch base on is, you know, as we're talking about this, the indoor photography part of it, this is what the proof booth brings. You know, I often say, and I do agree, you don't have to have a great camera to be a great photographer, but when it comes to indoor and arena and the lighting you were talking about, things like that, you really do need some gear that's stepped up and can handle that type of job, because that's pretty unique. And I know you guys had that from last year. So that's an advantage. That's definitely something that your group there brings to this event.
You raise a really good point. You raise a good point, Jim, about the lighting and the challenge and how the camera doesn't make the pictures. It enables them, though. I mean, imagine this. Like, if you had given Michelangelo a shovel, you know, and said, go paint the Sistine Chapel, he probably could have done it. It would have come out totally different, though.
Right.
Give him some paintbrushes, though, and, you know, you get this beautiful painting. Give him the right tool, it enables the artist to produce better, to produce that work. It isn't an indicator, because a very talented artist could paint the Sistine Chapel with a shovel.
Yeah, I agree.
That being said, you know, it puts the odds against your favor, you know?
Right. I definitely agree with that. And it, like I said, it's not, you know, this is so different because of that challenge of being indoors. And you guys did such a great job last year. I'm so excited because, you know, you've stepped it up and you've got all these extra things here. So, at Worlds, you know, what's happening both the, there's other things going on there. When I see something about Booth Bucks and, well, let's back up a little bit. We talked a little bit about the product options and gala shots. I mean, there's more going on than just the event that you're covering, right?
Yeah. And, you know, because we are doing, you know, in addition to the live action photography, we've got a studio. If you have an internet connection, pull up proofbooth.com and click on studio sessions. You can see a preview of my dog in the studio there. And it's really cool to dock a real dock on a pond, and it's going to produce just some really unique images. So there's a lot of exciting things going on, not just active photography, but then we do have the Booth Bucks. Booth Bucks are like a gift certificate, but okay. They're not the... And Booth Bucks, I should say, are your way of helping assure that we're going to get good pictures, and here's why. Because people always ask, why am I going to pay money to commit to buy something if I haven't seen any pictures yet?
Right.
Well, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because this year, and what's different this year versus last year, is we put this together really last year at the last minute. So we all got to the event. I had some indicator, but it wasn't until about halfway through the first day that I had mapped out who all prepays and was on what docs.
Yeah.
That led to some chaos because we did miss talks. I didn't know because I was, you know, we were learning this process. Now this year, buying Booth Bucks in advance means that your name, your dog's image, is going to be with every photographer. And then we're going to heat map it so that we know what events you're participating in. And I'll know how many paid clients I have on any particular doc. And I'll have enough resources this year to make sure that I can at least single cover a pool, but I may be able to double or triple cover a pool if we've got, you know, a certain number of people who have indicated that they want pictures, and that is
right.
Done by buying Booth Bucks. So, in a way, buying the Booth Bucks and pre-buying them is a self-fulfilling prophecy to getting great who you are, what your dog looks like, and every photographer at the fruit booth is going to have a color printout and a chart that's going to map your dog and every event that's being covered. So, you know, that's going to help us ensure better coverage. And booth bucks are the way that you do that. Now, they're like gift certificates. So you've got this, let's say you buy $100 in booth bucks. You have a gift certificate that's good for $100. If you get to Worlds, let's say that you know at the end of Worlds you want to buy a plaque of your dog, an 8x10 plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with taxes and shipping and everything, it's probably going to amount to around $100, probably a little bit more. But you buy $100 in booth bucks. If you pre-buy, I give you bonus dollars, so you get some extra ones thrown in there.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, so that represents savings. And World's merchandise is not cheap. I'm going to say it bluntly. I pay royalties, so that gets passed on. Everything is very expensive to have Worlds, and your only chance to save is to buy the booth bucks, which is also what self-fulfilling prophecy to ensure that we know who you are, that you want good pictures, and we can map that and know exactly where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and I can make sure that I have at least one photographer, but maybe more, depending on how many people. Also, I mean, if everybody at World decided they wanted to buy your certificates, then I'd have so much money in my kitty at the beginning, I could hire 20 photographers, and literally nothing would be missed. And so, you know, you see where I'm saying this is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more people that have confidence in us and invest in, you know, grabbing those memories, then the more money I have to deal with as a business owner, which means I can hire more people, which means the images that you want are more likely to be captured. So, you know, it kind of is this big circle. Booth bucks are 100%, no questions asked, refundable. So,
okay.
You have no, there's no money lost if we do fail to deliver, which I really don't think this year that we're going to, but if we do, I'm not keeping anybody's money if I didn't deliver something that I promised. So, you know, but my goal, though, this year is to not issue any refunds because I didn't deliver.
Well, yeah, and, you know, let me turn that analogy just a little bit of a different way, because I always love to talk photography, and I never get to on this show, so I'm very happy to have you on. You know, sometimes people ask me, they'll say, oh, Jim, you know, can you get a shot of my dog? Well, instantly the pressure's on for me, and in the beginning, it was like that was the one I'd always screw up to, the people that asked me, but now I make sure I get it, and it's because, you know, this person personally asked me, and they said they like my pictures, and so I'll make sure I get that picture, and I usually do a very good job, so that's kind of the same thing that's going on with the proof booth, folks, only they're under real pressure because there's money on the line, and their reputation and everything like that. So it's sort of the same thing. It's like you come and saying, will you get the shot with my dog? That's what your proof bucks or your booth bucks are going to do for you. Will you please get these shots of my dog? And those guys are going to know, oh, here comes so-and-so and their dog. We got to get this. I got to nail this.
That's exactly it. And, you know, by buying them up front, I give everyone who purchases them up front a little bonus. So they can, you know, get extra dollars. For every dollar that you invest, you're going to get a bonus. And the more booth bucks you buy, the bigger the bonus. So, you know, this year it goes all the way up to $400. Last year it stopped at $200. But I have a lot more confidence in our team this year. And we also have a much bigger spread of products. And, you know, that kind of could be a segue into talking about some of our new products. We've got the chairs that I was mentioning before. We have the bag chairs. And those are fully printed, edge to edge, on all the different sides. And you can fold them up. They come in the bag. You know, it's your dog, and you're sitting there, and you can have your dog is showing on the back of the chair. We'll have demos too of all this stuff so you can see it.
Okay.
Great. And like these premium items are, well, they're a lot of money. And this is the chairs. I haven't priced them out yet. Because the company that makes them hasn't even officially started making them yet.
Okay.
But, you know, these are some exciting things. The 10x10 sublimated tent tops, you know, are going to have the World's logo on either side. They should fit most 10x10 top-ups, but we also have really high-quality legs. You'll be able to see examples. We'll have a tent there this year, and so you'll be able to see that. And then just everything else you could ever ask, like license plates to decorate your crate. And then you could also put them as a front license plate. as nameplates for, you know, fixing the people's crates. We've got the ever-popular crate flags are back this year, so they're super high quality. This year we've added a bigger flag, 3 feet by 5, so you can do, you know, put it on a flagpole and it's fully color printed and world's license. And let's see, some of the other things offering are let's see. Well, I mean, that's...
You got a lot already.
It's a lot of stuff. We've got, and we'll have examples of everything that you can see on site. Check out the quality of this stuff. I sourced it from all different vendors, which is a plus and a minus. It's a minus because I have to ship from 10 different places.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's a plus because I do a lot of legwork to find the vendors who give the best quality product at the right price. And so, you know, you'll see these products. You'll see the quality reflected in the stuff that you see at the booth. Now, I should mention, Jim, that when people get their booth box, that's not a done deal. Okay, so you've got this gift certificate, but you need to get to the booth and redeem your gift certificate as soon as you know what you want.
Okay.
Okay, so pictures can come later. You can choose your pictures later in the event, but get to the booth as soon as you know what you want and put in your order officially at the booth that says, you're still not 100% committed. I am not going to take anyone's money if we fail to deliver. But by going to the booth, getting your stuff, I know for a fact that Sally has bought a flag. Mm-hmm. And now there's a little bit more skin in the game for us at the booth because now I know that there's an official product that's being tied to that set of booth bucks.
Yeah.
As opposed to just booth bucks that are out there that haven't been redeemed yet. So I have no idea if the person is intending to redeem them. And so that, you know, is again something that you can do. Now, Worlds this year, pricing is going to favor people who get to the booth early. Thursday, Friday, products cost less than they do on Saturday, Sunday. And a lot of people might say, what? But remember what I'm saying. Take the photos later. Yeah. Get to the booth. Tell us what you want as soon as you know what you want.
So, Tom, how do they get the booth bucks? Is this something that's going to be pre-order available, or is it they have to do it right there at Worlds, or how's that going to work?
Right. You can do it a couple of different ways, right? The first one is pre-buy. You can pre-buy booth bucks right now. We've already had some sales. They're out there right now. It's proofbooth.com, and just click on pre-order. You'll see the big stack of money right there, and you can just click on that stack of money and go order your booth buck. And the form walks you through the process, and you know we need you to identify your dog, and then we need you by uploading a picture.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, this year the photographer is going to have a list of everybody and a picture of the dog, so we have an ID so we can visually identify your dog. But we're also going to, we often also ask you to identify the events that you're jumping in. So if you're jumping in Big Air Elite Division, we'll know that you're in Big Air Elite.
Right.
And, you know, this year we're going to organize the photos better, you know, because last year we had literally, because we were so thin, we threw big folders where it was just AM, PM, Doc 1, Doc 2, and it was thousands and thousands of photographs. This year, though, we've designed a new workflow that's going to let us sort down to the division level.
Okay,
so you're going to go to your Big Air Elite, and you just click that, and it's only the dogs in that division. So if it's, you know, 30 dogs or whatever, however many is in the division, 50 or whatever, you're only looking through that many pictures. It's much less than what it was last year. Last year it was just kind of, what the fuck were you on? Was it the morning or the afternoon? And it was a lot of chaos because it was hard to find your dog in that mass of pictures. Yeah. This year, we're going to have them organized better. And you can use any internet-enabled device to view photos. You do not have to go to the booth because this year we're uploading, we're going to be sorting and culling, which is where you pull out the ones that are in focus, and then we're going to be uploading right on site to an internet connection.
Awesome.
And you can pull up the your hotel room, and you can view the pictures almost in real time. Because this year I have a full-time caller who's going to be just going through images, tagging them if they're in focus, uploading them. So it's going to be a much quicker uploading process, and it should be a better sort, and easier for people to find what it is that they need.
Awesome. That's going to be a great help and a great time saver for the competitors on site, because they're going to be so busy as it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're also going to be doing that studio, Jim. So we'll tell you about a little bit about the studio.
Yeah.
I mentioned it earlier, but it's a real wooden dock put on a pond background, big white background, and we're going to be selling the studio sessions. They are also pre-bought. You buy them separate from Booth Bucks, okay?
Yep.
So you get... Say you want $100 in Booth Bucks and a studio session, you can buy it in advance for $35. It'll be $45 on site.
Okay.
So you can save money.
Save that money.
By pre-buying your studio sessions. And what that's going to do is it'll enable me to hire a full-time studio photographer. So that we have, you can schedule any time that your dog is not jumping. I'll have a photographer that's there to do your studio sessions.
Great. That's awesome. That's fantastic. And then you're doing some coverage of the gala as well? Is that what I saw somewhere?
That's right, yeah. We'll be photographing the gala again this year, and that's going to be another exciting time, and we'll have those images loaded as well. Last year, a couple of people used the images from the gala on their plaques. So, that's going to be totally an option.
Cool. Well, Tom, we have run over time here a little bit, but that's okay, because that's a lot of great information that people need to know when they're going to Worlds about the Proof Booth and what you guys are going to be doing there this year. So, once again, they can pre-order the Booth Bucks online. Your website, again, is proofbooth.com?
That's right.
And you also have a Facebook page, if people want to check out some of your other work, I assume.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/theproofbooth.
Okay, great, fantastic. And then once again, I think one of the big messages was here, save a few bucks and order early, get your proof booth bucks early, and there's going to be so much, and a lot of these things, one last thing is, all these pictures, I guess if you do want or don't want, they're going to be tagged that it's the 2014 Doc Dogs World Championships, right? Is that, there's a logo on there and stuff?
All of the merchandise that we sell at Worlds, and it is going to be licensed with the Worlds logo, and it'll have all of the logos and officially licensed merchandise.
Fantastic, awesome! That's gonna be a great keepsake for people. So, well, Tom, I'm looking forward to seeing you at Worlds. And good luck to you and your crew getting there. I know I'm going to see them running around, and I know they're going to get all kinds of fantastic shots. I can't wait to see some of them myself.
Thanks, Jim. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Well, we will see you in a few weeks in Dubuque. You take care.
All right. You too.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Once again, thanks to Tom. That was a last-second put-together there that we wanted to get that information out regarding Worlds. I hope you got some good details out of that. Make sure you get your booth bucks. That's going to be important. You're going to want to make sure you reserve that. And like Tom said, even though you got them, it's not 100% commitment there. You'll get a chance to see the photographs he's taken and what he can do with them and all the things he has to offer. So, but if you get them first, get those booth bucks, you're going to be very happy that you got in line, because it's definitely going to be a first-come, first-serve type of thing, I'm sure. And you want to make sure you get those pictures in time for the holidays. That's it. That's this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Hopefully, you're out there at Ship's Corners this weekend having a great time, or you're at the Fun Jump. And we wish you all the best this weekend. Be safe on the dock, of course. Have a lot of fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2014.
Radio Doc Dogs.